When you are doing the very best you can do at that particular moment with a lot of people watching and that kind of pressure that not many people understand is on you, every second has to be in the moment. You don't have time for the regrets of the past or the fear of the future. You are there. It's right now. It's when I move my head like this, when I do this, when somebody looks, you know, it's theirs when the music is going like that. And you go, you know, you just go there.
I see him so into the moment and so into what's going on, so into that communication thing with his fans. And just that's where I see Michael Jackson alive and happy.
In 1984, Michael and his brothers signed a deal with Pepsi, as sponsors of their first tour together for 3 years. But while filming a commercial for the drinks company, Michael's hair caught fire and he was rushed to hospital with burns to his scalp. Though he returned to tour with his brothers, from that point, tragedy and controversy would never be far behind, starting with questions raised over ticket pricing and huge profits of the Victory Tour.
I want you to know that I've decided to donate all my money I make from the performance to charity. There will be further press statements released in the next 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
What charity? Why is he doing this?
Because he's a nice guy.
Having given away his share of the profits for the Victory Tour, Jackson's charity work began to take center stage.
We would sit around and look at the TV and he would see all these starving kids. And he would, I know he wouldn't want me to say, but he would cry and I would cry. We'd sit there and he would always say, Mother, you know, one day I'm going to do something about that. I said, well, how can, he said, I know I can't heal the world, but I can help.
In 1985, Jackson gathered together Quincy Jones and 44 other artists at A&M Studios in Los Angeles to record We Are the World.
He assembled all of the people for We Are the World. And he got people who would have never sang together in a million years to sing together.
He only had one saying for everybody, check your egos outside the door. Once you go past this way, everyone's normal.
In the space of 1 month, it became the first ever multi-platinum single and raised over $44 million to fight famine in Ethiopia. You, 1987 saw the release of Bad, Jackson's final collaboration with Quincy Jones. A July tour of the UK resulted in 5 nights sold out at Wembley, as 504,000 fans flocked to see pop's most unlikely bad boy, yet another world record. The album formed a quarter of all record sales in Britain during its first week of release, reaching a total of 20 million, but its critical reception did not match that of Thriller.
By the third record, that he had a studio alongside the room that Quincy was working in, and he was putting his own ideas on tape. And then his, what do I want to say, his confidence in his ideas was expanding incredibly. And his need, his desire to put them out and have them heard.